Let God's power flow through you. All the people tried to touch him, for power was going out from him and healing them all. Jesus demonstrated a different kind of power than what a lot of times comes to mind when we think about power. Just as he said before Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." He was talking about a spiritual kingdom that is a little different than the kingdoms that we're used to around us in the world, or the countries and the political powers. A lot of times when we think about power, you know, we think about the external signs. We think about the number of people, or the amount of money, or the strength of force, or things like that. But in this passage that Steve read this morning, that wasn't the kind of power that Jesus was demonstrating, was it? The power that Jesus demonstrated was spiritual power. And it was a power that came from within him. And it was used not to be lording over people or telling them what to do or how to think or anything like that. But instead, it was used to heal them, to save them, to help them. And so the perspective Jesus brings us in the Bible in power is different, really, even than other people in the Bible. It's unique. It's a unique power to be used for certain special purposes. And one of the most beautiful things about it is that he doesn't want to keep it all for himself, but he wants to share it with us. And he empowers us by his Spirit to extend to each other and the world around us the same love and healing that we see him demonstrating in this passage. Just before he ascended into heaven, after his resurrection, among his last words on earth, he said, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem, not many days hence. Ye shall be endued with power from on high, and then you'll be my witnesses, here, there, and yonder, to the uttermost parts of the world." And so I'd like for us just to meditate on that healing power that Christ gives us the opportunity to let flow through us into the lives of our closest families and friends. The people were trying to touch him, it said. All those people, they wanted to touch him. They were like that one woman in this other situation who came crawling up to him thinking, "If I could just even touch the hem of his garment, I could be healed." So sometimes we see people reaching out to touch Jesus, and sometimes we see Jesus reaching out to touch people, and sometimes there's not even a touch. It's just a word. It's just that, "Rise up and go your way. You're healed. Your faith has made you whole." The touch is the physical touch is really like an outward sign that confirms or reaffirms for us that inward spiritual touch. And we reach out with our thoughts and prayers to touch other people's lives in those intangible ways. It's a sacramental kind of touch, you know. Sometimes we lay on hands and we anoint with oil, or other ways that we touch people's lives outwardly and sacramentally to help them be able to have their attention and their feelings focused on the inward spiritual touch of hearts and minds with the love of Christ. So the real touch is what takes place in our thoughts and feelings of one another. We lift one another up in prayer. And when we do, we touch their lives in the Spirit. And we connect to them not only with ourselves, but with Christ. You know, if we didn't have that, we wanted to receive the healing touch of Christ, We would have to get in a car, drive to the airport, take an airplane, fly over to Israel, go through all that, you know, and find him in some physical location. But now we don't have to do that because he's as close to us as our own heartbeat and breath. We turn our thoughts to him and he is there. Try it. Turn your thoughts to him and he's there. Amen? So what a wonderful blessing that we have to be participants in that ministry of Jesus to connect people, to be a bridge for people, to connect each other in Christ. And through that connection, the power moves, the power of the Spirit. Right, there's an old time saying about the love of God leaping like a flame from heart to heart. It's like that. When we think in loving thoughts and thinking and praying for people, we're extending love that bridges all the gaps that everything else creates. We have the power to love. God gives us that commandment in the Old Testament that Christ lifted up above all other commandments. So we love God, love one another. That's the most important of all of whatever Moses commanded. That's what Jesus said. And then Jesus took that to a whole other level and saying, this is my commandment for you that believe in me, that you will love one another as I have loved you. That's my commandment. And by that, everybody will know whether or not you really are my disciple by the love that you have for one another. And so he empowers us then by his Spirit to fulfill that commandment to some degree anyway, to be working on it, to be stepping into it, learning how to love as Christ has loved and serve as Christ has served and heal as Christ has healed. Jesus saves. The same words in the Bible, biblical words that are translated healed, are also translated saves, depending on the circumstance. But it's the same word, the same concept. In fact, that's why Jesus was called Jesus, they said, because he will save the people from their sins. He heals us. He saves us. He makes us whole. He completes us. He's taken us all the way to perfection in love. He's taken us all the way to heaven. He's healing every broken relationship through forgiveness. He's saving us from our sins through forgiveness. He's bringing us into all the glories and joys of eternal life. Our part is to open ourselves up and allow ourselves to receive what God is offering us and then to live into that. And that's a kind of a tricky part. I know it's a little easier said than done, but that's what we're trying to do, is live into the love of God that has already been poured out into us. And that brings us right back to the healing power. The healing, the salvation from what is hurting us, or hurting the people around us, hurting our world, whatever it may be. Healing of Christ is the cure. And we get to participate in that in some ways. We serve Christ with our gifts and graces that come from him in the first place, with the abilities and with the spiritual gifts and with the service that we're able to do, or anything good that we're able to do for our family and friends and neighbors, brings healing, resolves problems, cures diseases, and makes us free from the things that would hold us back, whether it be the bondage of sin, or the struggles of relationships, or the difficulties with finances, or with issues of political nature. Whatever it is that might be causing us problems, the love of Christ is able to go in and heal that, and change it, transform it, and make us whole. Christ makes us complete. What's missing in our lives, Christ is able to furnish. the needs that are going unmet, Christ is able to help us discover how to meet those needs for ourselves and for each other. And so this passage of Scripture this morning is a place where Jesus demonstrates what he would like for all of us to do in his name, to be present for each other, and to love one another, to accept each other, to encourage each other to grow and become more than we already are, and to love one another as he has loved us. Heal the brokenhearted. Heal the sick. Heal the problems and situations that we see around us. And bring that healing power in the name of Jesus. Amen.